This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Ronald Jordan versus James H. Kaufman, decided December 17, 2024, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Ronald Jordan, appellant, v. WD865-11, James H. Kaufman, opinion filed, December 17, 2024, respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Cole County, Missouri. The Honorable Christopher K. Limbaugh, Judge Division 2. W. Douglas Thompson, Presiding Judge. Karen King Mitchell, Judge and Janet Sutton. Judge Ronald Jordan. Jordan appeals the judgment of the trial court which dismissed his claims against James H. Kaufman. Kaufman, based on Kaufman's motion to dismiss. Acting pro se, Jordan raises 6 points on appeal. Because Jordan failed to state a claim upon which relief can be granted under 42 U.S.C. paragraph 1983, we affirm. Two, factual and procedural history. Jordan is currently an inmate at the Eastern Reception Diagnostic and Correction Center, ERDCC, in Bonnetere, Missouri. Until February 28, 2022, when he was transferred to ERDCC, he was held at the Potosi Correctional Center, PCC, in Mineral Point, Missouri. While at PCC, Jordan worked in its chair factory, where Kaufman served as supervisor. The factory was operated by Missouri Vocational Enterprises, a program within the Missouri Department of Corrections. On March 24, 2023, Jordan filed a pro se civil rights complaint under 42 U.S.C., paragraph 1983, against Kaufman in his individual capacity, in which he requested declaratory relief, compensatory damages, and punitive damages. The complaint alleged, inter alia, that beginning in early March of 2020, Kaufman would bring personal property he obtained from a junkyard into the factory. Kaufman would then direct offender factory workers to repair and restore such property for his own personal gain and benefit. This included an allegation that around the second week of March 2020, Kaufman brought a Ford truck bed into the factory, which he directed Jordan to work on at least 4 times between April and May of 2020. Jordan alleged his work on the truck bed was compelled and maintained by the use and inherent threat of either, one, receiving a write-up or conduct violation, for one, when reviewing a motion to dismiss, we assume all of the petition's averments are true and liberally grant all reasonable inferences drawn therefrom. Richest v. City of Kansas City, 643 SW 3D610, 612N2, MOAP WD 2022, citing Hartman v. Logan, 602 SW 3D 827, 836, MOAP WD 2020. 3. Disobeying an order. 2. Losing his job in the factory. 3. Going to the hole for refusing to do the work on Kaufman's truck bed, or 4. Possibly all the above. Jordan claimed these actions by Kaufman compelled and subjected him to involuntary servitude in violation of Section 217, Bond 1125, R.S. Modard 2, and his constitutional rights under the 13th and 8th Amendments. Jordan therefore requested the following relief. A. Issue a declaratory judgment stating that 1. Defendant Kaufman's actions, by compelling and subjecting plaintiff to involuntary servitude, was a violation of Missouri Revised Statute, Parf 217.125, offender labor. 2. Defendant Kaufman's actions, by compelling and subjecting plaintiff to involuntary servitude, constituted an abuse of offender labor. 3. Defendant Kaufman's actions, by compelling and subjecting plaintiff to involuntary servitude, violated plaintiff's rights under the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution, where such labor or servitude went beyond the bounds permitted by the 13th Amendment. B. Award compensatory damages against defendant Kaufman for subjecting plaintiff to involuntary servitude and abuse of offender labor. C. Award punitive damages against defendant Kaufman on the respective issues. D. Plaintiff's cost in the suit. E. Grant such other relief as it may appear that plaintiff is entitled. On July 7, 2023, Kaufman filed a motion to dismiss under Rule 5527. 3. He raised 3 arguments for dismissal, first alleging that Jordan's claim is barred, two all statutory citations to Section 217.1125R2RSMO, 1995. No amendments have been made to this statute since 1995. 3. All rule references are to Missouri Supreme Court Rules, 2023. 4. Under the doctrines of res judicata and collateral estoppel, because the same allegations against Kaufman had been raised by Jordan in federal court and were dismissed by the district court twice, first on April 20th, 2022, and again on July 29th, 2022, after Jordan filed an amended complaint. Attached to and referenced in Kaufman's motion were Exhibits A and B, the District Court's April 20th, 2022 Memorandum and Order and July 29th, 2022 Memorandum and Order, respectively. Second, Kaufman alleged that Jordan's claim was barred under the one-year statute of limitations provided in Section 516.145, and third, that Jordan's claim must be dismissed for failure to state a claim because his claims are just kan aitseo,